92.5 XTU. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning. This is Brett Young.
Brett Young!
How you guys doing? That coffee must be really kicking in right now.
How are you this morning?
I'm good. What are y'all up to?
Oh, you know, just hanging out, talking to Brett Young. Hey, but the last time I talked to you was when we had that virtual happy hour.
Yeah, those are becoming the only kind of happy hours in my life these days.
Do you think less of me? Like, is it crazy that right now I just want to, like, sit at a bar?
Yeah, I don't think that's weird. I crave the same thing. So if I thought that was weird, I would have to call myself weird, and then we'd be in this whole other conversation.
Yeah, because you have, what, a 9-month-old baby at home, so you probably really wish you could be sitting at a bar.
Yeah, she's just over 9 months, and they don't smile on babies in bars, even less so nowadays. So it's not something we're doing.
But tell us, what is happening with that little bean?
We're in Seattle. We've been here for quite a while. For my wife's birthday, we just came out to be with family, and so the little bean, the little sweet pea, as we call her, is with getting a lot of time with grandma and grandpa, and my wife's best friends all had babies around the same time, so the little babies are getting to see each other, and it's been kind of a nice little quiet family time.
Hey, what have you learned about fatherhood? I know with Jimmy Allen and Dave Haywood of Lady A, you had a little dad jam session talking about being dads not too long ago. So what have they taught you?
I think not so much learning about being a dad, but just learning about yourself. It's a very interesting and it's a growing experience. I think finding out that me especially, like being an athlete, I thought I was good at things. and then this young little helpless life comes into the world and you go, oh, I don't know how to do this at all. And it's all these new experiences. And I think, you know, one of the most incredible things is being reminded of, you know, as you watch them experience life for the first time, the things that you have gotten so used to that you've started taking for granted. And that's kind of been one of the things that's been eye-opening for me is, you know, the first time she ate an avocado recently, it was like, whoa. Like, I love avocado, but look at this girl, loves some avocado. You know, it's like just the little things that you go like, yeah, I want to eat guacamole right now. And she's like, what is this green thing? So it's been pretty fun to kind of live life through her eyes for the last 9 months. And that's pretty special.
So I'm going to speak on behalf of Future Presley that it's beautiful for you getting to experience all this stuff as a first time parent. But as she grows, she will be appreciating you so much for songs like Lady and the way that you document things that are happening in your life and hers. This song, Brett, is just so beautiful.
Thank you. If you don't know the story, it was not written to be released. It was written to be given to my wife and my daughter as a gift. And I remember thinking, like, I can't wait till she's, you know, what, 5, 6, 10 years old, and she can actually know what this song is about. You know, like, you know, when they're young, they're going to be like, oh, it's a song from daddy to me. And that's, but like, until she really knows what it's about, I never thought that it would be like, oh, yeah, so you're 10 and you get it. But 10 years ago, it was on the radio. Like, that wasn't part of the plan. And so I just can't wait until she's old enough to really understand that, you know, her heartbeat when she was, I call it negative 32 weeks old, because it was the 8-week appointment. But when, you know, her heartbeat from our 8-week appointment was on a song that was on the radio. I mean, she's gonna freak out. I can't wait for that conversation one day when she comes to talk to me about it.
Okay, and we keep focusing so much on Presley, but I mean, as a woman and a wife, to have someone say those things about me, like, oh my gosh. I know that you said that it was recently your wife's birthday, but heavens to Betsy, this was like the greatest thing you could ever give her, is to publicly announce what, like, just that you want your daughter to get all those beautiful attributes from her, like just so beautiful.
Yeah, I remember when we wrote that song, like I had the title Lady, but I didn't really know what it was. It was like a funny nickname that I had given my wife, but it was always like, okay, Lady, you know, that kind of conversation. So when we started calling my daughter Little Lady before she was born, I had the idea for Lady. And when John said, well, what if she's like, you know, the picture of being a lady, like she'll show your daughter how to be a lady. And I was like, oh, that's good, because I can totally get brownie points with my daughter and my wife in the same song. So let's definitely do that.
Well, Brett Young, we, of course, wish you much success with the hit single Lady. And we look forward to seeing you in person, hopefully soon, and not
at
just virtually.
At a bar. We're going to a bar.
Please, can I just come sing at a bar? Like, let's just, can we hit both of those birds with one stone and
yes.
Just, we'll sing and drink at a bar.
Now you're talking. Brett Young, thank you, man.
Woo!
Thanks, guys. Always good to talk to you. Appreciate it.
When your morning is rough and you need a good swift kick in the pants to get you going,
somebody help me wake up.
The Andy Summers Show has got your back.
Cool.
Mornings on 92.5 XTU.